This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon and welcome down to Tee Florida. Two pros and a hack and a portion of the humor squad on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. Go to our Florida Sports Stream channel there. Got a lot of new content that we're adding, and it's going to be expanding on a monthly basis. Go to FloridaSportsStreams.com. It's October 12th. It's a breezy day. We're in the lower nine today. We're brought to you each and every week down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery, serving breakfast daily. And I like to get over there at least once a week. Or, as I said, we're on our 19th hole, full swing clubhouse studio. And we got moved downstairs because, as we're efforting to get more and more people involved using the simulators, I got up here on a treat, on a dicey day from a weather perspective. And once you know it, there's 25 guys on the upper nine, the Michelob Ultra, and I was ecstatic, and I was wondering, how did I miss out on that? Well, it was a group from Clinton Central in Clinton, New York. Their class is 75. They meet all over the country every year, and they were trying to play over at West Chase, and so they're upstairs. But down here, I've got Bill Butner with me, of course, PGA of America teaching pro. He was on the tour for 15 years. I've got your bio now. You sent it over to me. I appreciate it. Yeah. You retired from Eckerd College, and you're still over there at St. Pete Country Club, and I'm actually...
You're wearing it.
I'm wearing my staff shirt and my hat as I prepare to make a lobby move to get back working for the fellas. What do you think?
I think you need to lobby very hard.
Well, we're going to have the head pro, and I'm going to talk to him. We're going to get Anthony on at 5:45 now, Anthony Swinford, and we'll get him on. I've got my main man, Jeff Ward. Well, I just seen you guys recently, haven't I, somewhere? Yeah, I think it was lunch down here at Ferg's. Got Jeff Ward. Of course, he's our resident health expert and fitness guru and golf guru as well. He's taking a few swipes here, Jeff, in the house. And Tom Gribben, he's in Florence. He's in some cities I can't pronounce the names of. He's living the high life over in Italy for a month, looking at the carnage that was left over from the Ryder Cup. And up on St. Augustine Beach, I don't know what kind of weather they're getting today, is, of course, the rock of the show, John Rieger. What's going on, my man?
Hey, well, weather is the big story today. It's great to be on the Tee Florida Golf again this week, and I might as well just get the Wild Bill Golf weather report out of the way, because it's rain all over the state of Florida. Right now, the humidity is 99%, winds northwest 7 miles per hour, and seas 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. Now, I did get a report from Wild Bill. He's out watching his son on the Oak Hall Eagles golf team play the Santa Fe Raiders this afternoon. I see Will was off to a good start, even par after three holes. But the weather is good there in Gainesville, so it looks like a big front move through the state. So it looks like there'll be a lot of golf played again tomorrow. Probably got to keep your card on the pass. So that's the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report brought to you by Yank and Crank. Extreme fine fishing fashion. Go to myShopify.com/Yank and Crank and buy a hat. It's what golfers wear when they fish.
Hey, speak for yourself from the weather perspective, fellas. Don't you think we got a nice cool breeze up here in the Yingling Center, as you want to call it, at the center of the Yingling course, and nice breeze in the back as we look at Tropicana Field? But you weathered the storm. You weren't at the course today, were you?
I did not, no. I woke up to the alert of tornado warnings till 3 o'clock, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's a good thing I have that alert. I slept completely through it. We got a jam show today. We're going to talk to Michael Furst. Of course, we've talked to him several times, probably half a dozen times now. He's a trick shot expert out of Texas, out of the Dallas area. and I kind of want to get his perspective on Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, two guys that you know, he's rubbed elbows with there on you know, what happened in the Ryder Cup. And then we've got set up by Bill Butner, got Anthony Swinford. He's the head professional now at St. Pete Country Club. They got some great breaking news that he's going to bring to us in the second hour. I mean, the first hour. And then in the second hour, Sadie Schapkowski. That's how you pronounce it. I tested it with her three times. I was at Sea Dogs Brewery yesterday, and she happened to be working. And I said, Sadie, we would like your perspective. This young lady was a tremendous college and high school golfer from Boca Ciega. And you know her well, Bill Butner from Pasadena over there. And I wanted to get her perspective because, you know, we've got Lexi Thompson playing with the fellas in Vegas this weekend. And I thought, you know, she's always, she played on the boys team with the Boca Ciega Pirate team. And so she's used to competing and rolling her sleeves up with the, come on down here, Jim Hughes. John, before we dive into any other conversation, I want to get this gentleman on. Sit right there in the middle of these two fellas. He made our day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, as I mentioned. It's a class of 75. That happens to be the year I graduated. He looks a lot younger than I. Clinton Central High School, Clinton, New York, and this group of guys have been doing this how long there, Jim?
Well, ever since we graduated, so we're getting to be 48 years now.
So from day one, you guys have not missed a reunion?
That's correct.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Wow. And you guys, and you travel all over the country.
We try to rotate north, south, east, west, all across America, wherever our classmates live, and get together to play some good courses, some munis, some whatever, wherever we can get around when somebody wants to host the gang.
So this was based on some guys that are on the golf team wanting to get this put together, and then the numbers just continue to increase, and you've traveled the country doing it. That's a great story that might even garner some recognition on the Golf Channel.
Well, I'm sure there's some other high schools that, you know, classes that have stayed together and kept
not that many consecutive years in a row, man.
Well, that's because we're getting old.
Yeah. What's the coolest place besides Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio that you guys have ever been to, in your opinion?
It's very hard to compete with Ferg's. This is a great spot. But we played up in Lake Placid, New York, in the mountains. We played in Vermont at Stowe, at Killington. We played the Saratoga, New York Municipal. We've been out in Silverado, in Napa, California. Some awesome places in Nevada and Arizona. It's been a great trip so far. Got to get to the Pacific Northwest a little bit more.
Well, I gotta ask you this, and I did when I walked in. And like I said, I almost had moisty eyes because we haven't had a big group yet come in from a golf course because of the weather conditions, and that's one of our philosophies. My partner John Rager's on the other end. He's on the east coast of Florida right now. And one of our philosophies, developing relationships with golf courses, was on a day like today, you got something planned, and you're all excited about it. And in your case, what are you guys going to do? I mean,
here
you're at the hotel. Yeah, so you discover Ferg's 19th hole, and bravo, I appreciate it.
Having a blast.
I think they're playing Pebble Beach up there. Not well, but I think they're playing Pebble Beach.
Is that why it's taking so long, or is it the fact? Well, I heard when I came down here, everybody's in the fairway. So then I knew that you had assembled some golfers, but I guess my big question is, the head of the Hack Nation here, you got any hacks?
Absolutely, and I'm number one. But
well, you're the spokesperson, just kind of like my big mouth. I'm the spokesperson, and I'm a hack.
We also have to remember, you know, I had to fly down from Vermont, and I'm paying for a hotel. I'm not going to be wasting money on bad golf. You got to try. You got to have fun at it, and hopefully hit those fairways.
So how many days are you guys going to be here?
Four total, I think. And we're playing a scramble today to just see what the West Chase course looks like. And tomorrow and the next day will be the tournament.
Oh, wow. Oh so it's a tournament.
Tournament. Yeah.
Well, not just for fun. I mean,
wow. You guys got a little coin on and pride. And,
absolutely.
And you got a trophy?
There's a lot. No, we don't have a trophy.
You got to get trophies, man, especially as you're approaching your – you've been doing it 48 years. On the 50th, you get yourself a really cool cup.
There you go. Okay, we'll take that advice and do that. But the bragging rights and the emails and the, you know, the letterheads that get changed as the champion of the last year You know, that's worth a lot.
Well, that's very cool. It's the class of 75. Clinton Central.
Hey, Mike, I want you to go to the prize closet. Mike, go to the prize closet on the T Florida Golf. We got to have some swag up there from the boys from Clinton High School, their 48th reunion. Go give them some on the T Florida Golf swag and send them on their way to West Chase.
Well, I may have to meet them at their hotel because most of this swag right now is at my little condo in these kind of numbers. How many guys you got here?
I think there were a couple of late cancellations, so I think we're 14 instead of 16.
Yeah, I'll find something for 14, guys.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim. Hey, by the way, you got my card. Contact me. Send me a text, and then I'll tell you how you can archive this. And for the guys that didn't show up, they can listen to how much fun. And those are some beautiful women we have serving you up there, too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, with those bikinis.
Nothing better than Ferg's.
Yeah, with those bikinis. And, yeah, that's Florida, though, for you.
I miss them on the way.
Yeah, I think everybody misses them. All right. Thanks very much for coming down, man.
Thank you. And if I could just shout out to everybody else in the class of 75 from Clinton, New York.
What's your mascot?
It's the Warriors.
Go Warriors, the Clinton Central Warriors.
I think it's cool, actually, you're Clinton, New York, because my brother's a member at Onondaga's Country Club and lives in New Hartford.
Yep,
he got married in Clinton. Yeah. You know, we grew up just north of there. So.
What a small world.
Yep.
What a small world. That's the beauty of the game of golf, right, Bill? Yeah, that's the beauty of the game of golf. Look at you guys after all this time. And you played golf, and of course, by there, you're from
right
the area.
Right in Utica, New York, which is, you know, Clinton's right there.
Is gotcha. That where Canandaigua is?
No,
Canandaigua is more towards Rochester.
Yeah, that's west. Those
yeah,
Finger
okay.
Lakes.
Finger Lakes,
this is
Adrian, yeah.
Utica Club, Matt's Premium, Saranac.
Saranac. Black and tan.
Wow.
Good stuff.
The best.
A little trip back in time up the East Coast.
Thank you again.
Thank you, my man.
Go Warriors.
Yeah, reach out to me. I want to make sure I get you some swag. Where are you guys staying at?
Hampton and St. Pete's.
Oh, okay. I know right where you're at. All right.
Right by the Rowdies.
Oh, yeah. I know. Right, you're right down here.
Right.
You're close.
Right.
All right. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Brought to you by a good. Make sure you drink plenty of ice pack vodka while you're in town,
there,
too.
There you go.
And Sea Dogs Bearer and our good friends there. Kind of cool story.
It's kind of awesome. And the guys are having so much fun up there.
They really are. John Rager, that was a pleasant surprise to come into the simulators this afternoon.
Hey, well, that's what it's all about, actually. You know, if you can't play golf outside, you can certainly come inside and play. Plus, you can always play golf at night at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse with our full swing simulators. You can always come down there and tee it up after the round and have some fun. So it is remarkable, though, because I remember, Mike, I think when you first tried the simulators, we gave you a sleeve of balls. You had to quit after four holes because you lost them all.
That's hard to do there, Mike.
Hey, you don't understand. You can lose balls on this track. You have to get behind the screen. It's a pain. I'm looking at it right now.
So I punched three balls through the screen on my
left. Well, I know. You scare me over here. And, yeah, Jeff was warming up. Was that a new driver where you were jacking out there about 285?
Yeah, new shaft that was going about 240.
Oh, was it going? Take it back.
It's going back in the closet.
It's 240.
Well, in fact, on our simulators, we need to put a speed limit sign up for Jeff there. Yeah, you know, 180 clubhead speed. No faster than that, you'll just destroy the simulator.
I thought the back of my cranium was going to get whacked with his length on his backswing here. And same with you, Mr. Butner. I got to be careful there. Hey, it's kind of nice down here on the lower nine. Cool
quiet,
breeze.
Cool. It's a
little quieter
view.
With a studio type effect.
Oh yeah, it's very very quaint here, I shall say.
Well, this time of year, of course. It focuses on NFL and collegiate football. We got done with the Ryder Cup, and of course that was probably the pinnacle of what's going to take place the rest of 2023. But there's still golf going on, and this weekend you got the SAS Champions. That's right up there in Concarie, North Carolina, and I'm sure my sister actually lives there.
Prestonwood, yep, awesome.
And then in the LPGA, they got the Shanghai Buick. That kind of made me feel good. Shanghai, China, with a Buick open. Give them an American car from Detroit, baby. Doesn't that just make you happy in this crazy world we live in? And then, of course, the PGA Las Vegas is at the Shriners Children's, and all the emphasis, I feel sorry, you know, for the storylines of the golfers. It's all about Lexi Thompson.
Even through three holes right now, so she's off and running. 63 is posted. So they are going low there. They've often gone low there at that golf course.
Yeah, you know, Poston's on top, as you said, 8-under. You really got to follow golf closely to recognize some of these names. And once again, John, for our audience, break down what's happening with the qualifying for the tour with this wraparound season.
Well, what they do is they take these fall events, and it gives opportunity for the folks to move up a little bit and actually qualify by winning and getting into some of the selected tour events, designated events, whatever they're going to call them, elevate events for next year. So, so every shot counts in the fall series, and it's a chance not only to start the year out, but it's also for the previous year to enhance some of their points. It is interesting. One of the things you can do when you go to PGAtour.com, you can look at the leaderboards. Obviously, we all do, and we all pull it up. And, betting has become an integral part of watching the tour, as far especially online, and it has odds to win. So when you go to the PGAtour.com, you look at it, it's actually got odds to win. Now, when Lexi teed off, her odds to win were like 30,000 plus 30,000, okay? Now, because she's even par after three holes tied for 48, now those odds went up to 75,000. But there's a tour pro in front of her named Trevor Werbelow. I've never heard of him before. He represents Titleist out there. He's an American player. They think so much of him that it's 150,000 plus 150,000 odds for him to win. So I don't know why they think Lexi's going to beat him, but who knows? The bettors bet, and it's something that the odds change all the time, even right during the event. Something I'll just never understand how to bet on golf, other than just maybe you and I and Bill and getting Tom together and have a little hit and giggle over at St. Pete Country Club or something. But try to bet on professional golf really is interesting dynamic.
Yeah, the only way you can really bet is do the horses for the courses. Certain golf courses fit certain players, and even then it's a throw your hat in the ring, and it's not a shoe-in.
Well,
so, Bill, did you ever have a horse for a course? Were you ever – what course absolutely. Was your horse on? Which was the best course for you to play?
Westchester was awesome. Obviously, a northern golf course, shorter, had hit fairways. I grew up on that bent stuff, and you know that was any of the shorter golf course. TPC Avenel was short at the time. Chattanooga Valley Brook was awesome. So I had, unfortunately, the shorter golf courses were the ones I should have played better. And Harbortown was one of those at Hilton Head. You get me on Congressional. Get me on Cypress. Spyglass, something like that, and wow, no chance.
Well, you know, my best course to play was actually I-75, because that's usually where I would be after I just missed yet another cut and head down the road. So that was the best course for me, I-75.
Well, my toughest course is over here on Gulf Boulevard, and it's called Gator Run. And, it is a par 27. No, I think it's a par 25 now. And I've mastered the clown hole. And I'm maneuvering. I'm going to get over there. They got some new gators coming in.
I said live gators there that you have to feed?
Well, it makes me a little nervous because I have lost a few balls over there off the tee box. But that's probably my favorite track.
You were getting too good over there, so we sped up the windmill a little bit faster.
No, is that what happened?
Yeah.
And don't reach your hand into the water over there, by the way.
I like those colored balls, you know. I can find them.
Well, you know, the only problem playing that golf course on the 18th hole, once you make your putt, the ball disappears. It goes into a locked box for the golf shop to come out and pick up to begin the next day's play.
Well, the first time I went there, I went back into the clubhouse and demanded my ball back. I'd set my best round ever.
Trophy side.
Exactly. Well, a trophy is a guy that gets involved in a lot of charity events and where they give out trophies, and his philanthropy and contributions to the world of golf in the greater Dallas area are unmatched. No, nobody does what Michael Furz does. And along with that, he's a trick shot expert. That we've talked about many times, the longest drive, the shaft in the Guinness World of Book of Records. I think John Rager last time had him with like seven or eight different records. And then, of course, he was a tennis pro teacher and head caddy. What haven't you done, Michael Furse?
I can't ice skate or play hockey.
Well, you definitely sound like a good old boy from Texas. How you been, man?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing down there in Florida?
We're doing well. We had a little dicey day, a few tornadoes, something that you Texans, you just take like it's a strong breeze. But we had a few tornadoes come through the area, a little rain. But otherwise, life is great. I wanted to get you on and talk a little bit about a couple of Texans that were in Italy recently and had a tough go of it. And I know, you know, everybody loves Jordan Spieth, and they love Scottie Scheffler just because they're superb human beings. But it was disappointing for everyone. And I wondered if, you know, what the vibe in Texas was for your beloved Longhorns.
Well, you know, they are local boys. And we do have our state fair going on right now with Big Tex. So,
there was a little bit of a football game.
It was very disappointing, but you know what? There's a reason why we haven't run a Ryder Cup in Europe overseas since 1993. There's a reason for it. Just because we're the United States of America doesn't mean our team is united and they're fired or compassion, intensity. They're still too individualistic to really have that European Union vibe that is really needed to compete against America. So, you know, we're still weak. We're getting better. We're getting a lot better, but we're still really weak. They're, you know, Paul Azinger kind of tried to do the pod thing and break it up into components or that was kind of relatively predictable and they could all vibe together. You know, it's a good concept. And still Zach Johnson still went by some of that. Did we have the best team possible? Probably yes. Could we have done better? Yes. Yes. We need to get off to a lot better start. That's always our weakness. So.
You know what, though? And we discussed that a couple of times since it took place. The Solheim Cup in Spain, our ladies got off to the same start that the Europeans did in the men's side. You know, they were up 4-0, and you saw that result. So I, you know.
Yeah. It's tough. It's so tough. We are getting better. Most of our players are the same age. They played the Junior Ryder Cup together. You know, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, they played Junior Ryder Cup together. Scottie Scheffler was that next batch, about two or three years behind them. So they missed playing together on the Junior Ryder Cup. But, yeah, it's fun. I've seen all those guys, most all those guys, for develop since they were really, really young, eight years old, 10 years old. They were the top juniors in the country and the world then, but they played in our local Legends Tour and the North Texas PGA Junior Tours. So it was cool. I saw Jordan Spieth shoot 61 when he was 12 years old from the tips at Lakewood Country Club, which is a premier old-school country club from 1912. I mean, 61 from the tips, that's just ridiculous at 12 years old.
Oh, my God. And the good thing about both those guys, and you can attest to this, they give back to the community. They love where they came from. I think you're the one that sent me a piece on, I think it was a pickleball tournament where they got involved and a charity event. So they're cool cats.
Them and Blomo were playing pickleball.
What'd you call him?
Blomo. He has not earned the title Romo. We call him Blomo around here.
Wow. There's rough company there, Michael Furse.
And, you know, my boy Robert McMillan is his golf coach, and I've provided Tony his caddies for the Dallas Cowboys Classic for a long time, which is actually my partner for the world record, Mike Rouse, master club builder for Art Selinger's. well, that was actually Tony Blomo's caddy for them. So, you see all the articles now about the Cowboys pushing Romo into early retirement so they can prep Dak Prescott. I mean, holy crap! What the hell? Now they got double whammy.
Hey, you still wearing your Cowboys gear after that ass whooping they got by the San Francisco 49ers and Iowa State quarterback and my Iowa tight ends scoring three touchdowns on the Cryboys?
Look, I've been talking smack because I love the Cowboys and I'm a big fan and I've helped run that golf tournament for 15 years and so I've seen a lot of the dynamics. He's following the same route of Ezekiel Elliott. So, you know, the guy signed for a $230 million contract with the Cowboys. It's mostly incentive-based. Hey, look, Dak Prescott signed a $90 million contract for 2 years, $75 million guaranteed first year. What a genius. Holy crap. So he's already got that money in the bank. Right.
You want to get a Texan upset, badmouth their Cowboys.
Wow.
We don't have 2 hours for you to go off on a rant about your Cryboys.
He's going to be on his way out. He needs to be on his way out just like Ezekiel Elliott, right? That guy signed a $230 million contract, and he's worth $25 million, so he didn't get it because he didn't perform. So that ought to be contract performance-based.
Well, just like the game of golf, very, very accountable. Hey, you got any? I know you got coming around the corner as 2024 is upon us. I know you've got another. I guess you would say a celebrity spectacular event planned.
Yeah, we are going to break the world Guinness World Record for the world's longest golf club. The latest shaft is 57 feet. We're going to swing that by ourselves and do one more grand finale before we do the celebrity shindig with Alfonso Ribeiro and Anthony Anderson. So that'll be probably 61 or 62 feet at Las Colinas Country Club in April for the Champion Senior Tour event. So that'll be good fun. So we have one more by ourselves, and then we're going to do the celebrity deal. And then it's so damn long that I don't know that anybody can do it any further.
John Rager, you got any? Say hello to Michael since you haven't talked to him in a while.
Hey, Michael, hello. How you doing?
What's up, Mr. PGA? How are you?
Good. You know, one of the things for our listeners out there, since we've built up or on the T Florida Golf social media, how do we find you on social media? What's the best way to follow your exploits out there and keep track of what you're doing?
Well, we're probably going to have an actual website activated this next year. We've been working on that. I have Michael Furr's Cheat for Charity Challenge and World Record Exhibitions. Whoa, that's a mouthful. And then we just have my Michael Furr Facebook page. So far this year, we've done 50 events, raising $157,000 for our charities. We have roughly 11 events to go, probably going to top around 185,000. So we set more records with more events, more money raised, and then looks like we'll break one Guinness World Record this year and then one next year, and then who knows.
Well, that's fantastic. In fact, I was looking at your Facebook page, Cheat for Charity Challenge, and you had these logo drivers on the page. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for each event, I color coordinate my outfit. I'm sponsored by Royal and Austin, which is competitors to Loudmouth. And so we look a lot like John Daly, but we speak with a little more accent. They're from London, England. Each event gets their own logo drivers. So I personalize the golf clubs to fit each event so we're a custom fit, whether it be for the sponsors. Sponsors could go on there, or we just put the logos of the organization. Every event is customized.
exactly spectacular. And I'll tell you what, I love some of the get-ups that you assembled for your haberdashery. Does rival or surpass JD, John Daly. Have you ever had a chance to meet him and compare?
Yeah, John Daly hates me. I raise money for John Daly's kids at his tournament at Cowboys Golf Club every year, 6 out of the last 7 years. And the 1 year that I wasn't there, he didn't want me there, but his sponsor said, look, he raises a lot of money for your kids, so get over it. So I love John Boy. We're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Dardanelle, Arkansas, and that's his hometown. And I'm very happy to do so. I typically change clothes every 30 minutes at his event.
Do you?
What's that?
Yeah, he just as soon be wearing his Arkansas Razorback sweatpants and the jersey.
He normally wears his cowboy stuff. Dallas Cowboys is the only NFL golf themed apparel from Loudmouth. John Daly owns 30% of American Loudmouth, so they gave him a piece of the pie instead of paying him so much early on. So he gets $3 million a year, plus they pick his clothes. Now I told him he needs to renegotiate that deal, because when they sent him nothing but shorts to the British Open, he was SOL. That's why. Right. You can wear shorts to the practice round, but yeah. So anyway, I asked for the Dallas Cowboy Loudmouth stuff to wear at that event, and I would wear the opposing company against my sponsor, and he said they don't cost very much, and so then. So then, yeah, I went across the seas, and they give me whatever I want. And then we rub it
in. You know, it's in this day and age, it seems like everybody has a Ryder Cup competition at their home clubs, state golf associations, blah, blah, blah. You could have a Ryder Cup of pants going on with John Daly.
I have the only Ryder Cup pants where one leg is American Stars and Stripes, and the other leg is blue with the European logos with all the stars around, the yellow stars. So I had my sponsor make them, and they're the only ones in the existence. We call them Spirit of the Game.
I would call them fence riders.
Boy, they're tough ones. I'm going to tell you, they're tough ones. I'll send a picture of it to your messenger.
Yeah, I want to see that. He's Michael Furs. He's our good friend from the Dallas area. He's a man of many hats himself in the world of golf. And John Daly has his annual event here in Clearwater at the Clearwater Country Club with Major Ed. Maybe we'll get you down here for that event. That's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
You just tell him the guy with the 8-foot drivers, and he'll roll his eyes at you.
Well, my man, I appreciate you taking time to join us. I'd wish your Cowboys well, but I go back to the Dandy Don Meredith days, and I go back to the frozen tundra and Bart Starr sliding behind Jerry Clinton,
Bart Starr,
and pushing Jethro Pugh on the frozen tundra and landing in the end zone to win the championship and go to the Super Bowl. So sorry, pal.
My boy Donnie Anderson played with Bart Starr within the Ice Bowl. But Donnie Anderson was the punter and the running back. That's old school, number 44.
I loved him, number 44, Donnie Anderson. Is he still alive, I wonder?
Yeah, he's a member at Royal Oaks Country Club here. He just did a double hip replacement like 2 years ago. I was like, wow. He did them both simultaneously at the same time. I was like, wow, that's a brave guy there.
Damn, Bill Butner sitting across from me, the other pro.
Kramer's just having one.
Bill Butner yes, from the Texas Rangers?
No. I didn't have any ground balls go through my legs or anything like that. No, I'm on the golf side.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we lived across from each other in the apartment complex when I was a little kid, too. So, well.
Bill was on the PGA Tour for a while, about 15 years.
Oh, awesome.
And he's the St. Pete Country Club. We got to get you here so you can meet all these people that you've had conversations with, and then you can go up and see Rager on the east coast of the state.
Heck yeah! So I believe our new golf clubs are 520cc drivers from Olimar, and we also have the Integra 750cc drivers that we're letting all the golfers swing with charities on top of our 8-foot drivers. So we got some big jumbo drivers plus our 8-foot drivers. So
send us all the video so we can put it on our social media, brother. Have a great day.
They're loud. Yes, sir.
And I'll give you a personal call, and I'll listen to you rant and rave about your Cowboys for a half an hour. That's a good.
I'm on everybody else's team. I just can't believe that Charlotte's not running the team yet.
All right, my man. Have a great have a great night. That's Michael Furz. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk St. Pete Country Club with Anthony Swinford. We'll be back here on the tee live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, the head of the Hack Nation, across from Bill Butner from St. Pete Country Club and Jeff Ward. What is the name of your besides the Jeff Ward and his lovely bride business?
Burn Fitness Training on Central Lab, BURN, yeah.
And how do we find you?
BurnFitnessTraining.com and on the internet. And, of course, we're on Facebook, but we figured out also, like most of the Facebook people and Instagram users, that they don't like businesses, so we just keep everything on our public or our private pages, personal pages. And
well, I will tell you, I've got yours, and I've been looking at it. Then we'll move on to Anthony. And you said burn and the suggestions you gave me yesterday.
Yeah.
And I burned this morning, and I just got to be consistent.
Yeah.
Burn. I like that. Well, this guy has been burning it up in terms of what he's been doing as the head professional over at St. Pete Country Club. According to Bill Butner sitting across from me, you have done a superb job, Anthony Swinford, and we welcome you to On the Tee Florida. I'll let Bill Butner give a little bio on you. We'll let you do your own bio. How about that? Yeah. John Rager typically likes to bring people into this as if he is on the first tee of a champions event. He does a superb job. Have you looked Anthony up? Do you want to take that, John, or you want him to toot his own horn?
You know, as PJ Club pros, we all know this. We're all legends in our own mind. And Anthony probably can't do it the justice to what I would do for him. So, Anthony, take it away and tell us all about yourself.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a Bill Butner bio. That would have been much more better than how I could have done it.
Yeah, we don't have that much time on the radio show, but go ahead.
So graduated, went to college over at Florida Gulf Coast, went through the PGM program, graduated from there with a double major in resort and hospitality and professional golf management, and then got offered my first head golf professional job out of college. So went up to Fox Hop Yard of Connecticut, was head pro there. And then relocated back to Tampa over in Cheval and was a director of golf there for 2 years until I came over to St. Pete.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Mitchell High School, so over in Trinity, Florida.
Gotcha.
And this is all before the age of 26, too, or 25. I mean, he's so young. It's amazing.
Holy moly! Did you know when were you a golfer in juniors in high school, or do you just knew wanted to be in the sports industry?
Yeah, so played high school golf and actually started working in the golf industry before I went to college, and then decided this is what I wanted to do, and then I always liked golf equipment, so I learned how to club fit and teach, and started out there and then went out through the head golf professional route.
Phenomenal. And now an NBA, too. We got that going for us.
As of 2 weeks ago, yes. And a marriage, yep.
Oh, by the way, I guess nuptials and congratulations Should we call you on Monday and tell you congratulations or give you a little pre-congratulations?
Pre-congratulations is fine.
Okay. I'm sure John Rager's got a litany of questions for you.
Well, Florida Gulf Coast University, what a great school that is. I've had the privilege of having some of my junior golfers go down there and graduate and all thrive in the golf business, and I have several that are there right now that they're active and they're graduating the next couple years. Your takeaway from that, I know as a PJ golf professional, Bill and I, especially, once you quit playing golf and you get a job, we go through the PJ program, and it used to be where, all it was is you would go to a nice golf resort somewhere and, get your materials in advance, study all week, take some classes, take a test. You do that a couple times. They called them business schools. And then you did your role interview, and you did some service things. So, all in all, it was a worthwhile apprenticeship, and it would take 3 to 5 years. But, if I had to do it all over again, I would definitely go the PGM route, the professional golf management route. I understand there's probably 17 or 18 of these schools around the country, and Florida Gulf Coast has become probably the leader. It's probably the top one that you can possibly go to become a PJ golf professional. The advantage is when you graduate, you're already in the program, you're probably a PJ member by that point, and accelerates your career tremendously. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Florida Gulf Coast University, the program, and how you ended up there?
Yeah, absolutely. I started to look at universities my freshman year of high school. I was playing on a high school team, and our coach told us to check out the PGA show. So we went to the PGA show, learned all about the different programs, and then I ended up setting up a visit to FGCU and fell in love with the school and also the staff there. And they're still close friends of mine today. So, still keep in touch with the university and trying and help those students grow as well. And, once we got into the program, they have a mentorship program. They assign you with, local PGA professionals. So kind of based off your interests. So if you say, you
interested in teaching. They'll try and pair you with a teaching professional. So that was really a kind of a jump start for me, where I end up finding a place I like to work at down there and a good professional to work under.
So, Anthony, I'm just taking a guess here. One of my junior golfers was a gentleman named Lucas Muzzy. Was he around your time?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Yeah, so he, I was formerly a golf high school golf coach in my previous life, and at the St. Francis Catholic High School up in Gainesville, and Lucas was our top player on the team, and you could tell just right off the bat that program was absolutely made for him. But I remember my first day of practice as the coach, I was a little nervous. I never met the players, just took over the team. And one of the players comes up, and you know, it's a Catholic school, keep this in mind. And one of my players comes up and goes, "Lucas is not going to be on time for the practice. He's in detention." And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, what?" You know, I'm just thinking, "What did he do? Did he, you know, did he cuss? Did he, you know, get in a fight or whatever?" And I said, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, his shirt was partially tucked out at lunch, so they gave him a half hour detention. So he'll be here in a few minutes." And I go, "Wow, this is going to be a breeze coaching these kids." But yeah, I'm glad that you and Lucas crossed paths down there. And I think Lucas is now head golf professional, director of golf somewhere down in Naples now too. So what a great result of the program. What's the future hold for you? What do you want to do in your career as a PJ club professional? Where do you think? What's next step in your career?
Yeah, absolutely. Really enjoying where I'm at now. You know, it's given me an opportunity to kind of help some of the professionals we have there grow, and then also to work on, retaining staff and helping St. Pete get to where we want to be. But ultimately down the road, I'd like to look at going through and being a general manager of the facility, not just in the golf world there. So getting out and helping other departments and getting alignment throughout the club.
Well, you may want to get John Rager's phone number, Anthony, as well. One of the things that we wanted to touch upon, we've got about 8 minutes, is you're going to have a redesign, and you've got a very special person coming to St. Pete Country Club for the track, someone that John Rager knows very well. Why don't you break that news to our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be starting our redesign in April. We have Gary Koch that's going to be helping us with our redesign and be able to work on that, and then open up in November with a brand new golf course.
Well, that's fantastic news. That is absolutely fantastic. I had the privilege of working with Gary years ago, and you know, and most people don't realize that he's actually worked on quite a few golf courses. One of his best designs is over at Mission Inn at Howling the Hills, the Las Colinas course, but he's actually worked on the Groves and Mystic Dunes and a variety of golf courses all over. So, especially in this day and age now, since he's retired from broadcasting, and I think that you'll enjoy working with him. He's got a great eye for it. You know, my recommendation is to shadow him as much as you can, because who knows, one day you might be asked to do something very similar to that, or maybe you want to do that as a career path, and I think you would be able to learn from one of the best there.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, when we started with the renovation, that was who we had in mind and really wanted to be a part of the project. You know, he has history there at the club. Actually, 50 years in January, he won the New Year's Invitational, our big amateur event. You know, he has history there, he knows the facility, and he's got a great eye for it, as you said. So we really wanted him, day one, as soon as we started these talks.
Plus, if I were you, I would I'd make sure that he brings a putter with him. You gotta get some putting technique and tips from that man. It's probably one of the best putters I've ever seen. Yeah, he rivals Ben Crenshaw in his putting prowess out there.
He rivals Bill Buttner?
No, different spelling of my name, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, on a lighter note, Anthony, because I know you got a lot going on. I don't know if Bill had told you, but I cracked out my Hall of Fame polo that and the hat that I was awarded at St. Pete Country Club, and I wore it today just specifically have this conversation with possibly lobbying for some new swag for me to wear during On the Tee Florida.
Oh, I thought this was just your way of getting into the cart barn again.
Well, one step at a time. Okay. I want to see how happy he is about this conversation, and then maybe I will go down and schmooze and lobby with you a little bit, Anthony.
Well, I know Bill Butner says he's got an opening account for you. So whatever you need, come on by, and he'll take good care of it.
Kind of like I have an open tab for him down here at Ferg's. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Well, you know, Anthony, I think one thing you're to realize about the radio business is that we shamelessly and mercifully ask for free stuff. So we have an expression, if it's free, give us three.
Hey, you got a great one there. You got a great one there in Dylan Hogan, though, by the way. Greg Billings, two all-stars in my mind. Greg can play a few licks on the guitar as well. So you got a nice staff there, I just say that. And I give him a bad time, but Bill Butner, when I worked there and just seeing him over at Eckerd College, he's a man of the people, and people certainly appreciate his personality and genuine North Carolina feel, even though he's not from there originally. He acts like he is.
Go Heels. Go. Is that right?
Yeah. Are you getting sick and tired of that yet, Anthony? Go Heels?
I hear it a couple times a week at least.
Oh, yeah.
4-0. 4-0, baby.
Oh,
come
my
on
God.
Now.
Anthony, we know you got a lot going on. What's your lovely bride-to-be's name?
Haley.
Well, hey, Anthony and Haley Swinford, this weekend, have a superb time, and I'll meet you in person. We'll get you down here after things slow down a little bit, or I'll come out there and bother the fellas. How about that?
Awesome. We look forward to it.
All right. Congratulations, and have a great wedding this weekend.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Anthony Swinford, he even likes you.
I pay him well. Don't worry about that.
You know,
I don't know you that well yet.
I'm telling you, Jeff Ward, you can't have a conversation. They give me a bad time about me bringing up the great state of Iowa. But you can't have a conversation without him always referencing his North Carolina Tar Heels.
I went to a hockey school, so I don't have anything to say.
What school did you go to?
Clarkson University. Up on the St. Lawrence River, up in right on the Canadian border. Division I hockey school. So a lot of the big Lightning fan know Clarkson and. But that's about it.
Did you play hockey?
Only very, very poorly intramural, yeah.
If people saw you today from your hometown, they would have said, oh, my God, we could have used him playing hockey.
Well, when I grew up in my hometown, I was a tall, skinny little bugger, so.
That was
60 pounds since I graduated high school. So
I feel so comfortable walking around. Yesterday when he showed up, I saw Chris Lewis from Great Bay, and our good sponsor, by the way, Michelob Ultra. I want to thank them. And I didn't hope you don't mind. I introduced you as my bodyguard because I want them to know. I want them to know that you're in my camp.
I got to keep that up because it's going to be my future career in a couple of years. So
that'd be a great career.
It's a horrible business, but it's a good business too.
Well, you got a great personality. You'd be superb at it. You should just be a bodyguard for golfers, pro golfers.
Well, I'm actually thinking about my retirement career as moving to Mexico and getting into
doing
some executive protection work in the resort cities and stuff like that for tourists coming.
Now that's living on the edge, man.
Yeah.
Living on the edge. All right. Second hour, we will come back and we're going to talk to Sadie Schapkowski. And we'll talk a little bit about Lexi Thompson. And where's she at right now? You got that leaderboard in front of you?
No, I do not.
I got it right here. Go ahead. I got it right here. She's even par after five holes, tied for 58.
That's awesome. Well, how long is the golf course they're playing this weekend?
Well, the typical PGA Tour event, it depends on what time of year it is, how much daylight there is. But 144 to 160 tee off on Thursday, and then they'll have a cut usually to below 70 and ties for the weekend.
Wouldn't that be a fabulous story, fellas, if she made the cut?
Oh,
yeah,
another
Floridian on the map of.
Didn't Michelle Wee make her first cut when she came over on the PGA Tour? Or did she miss it?
She made it in Hawaii, I believe.
She did. Well, look that up. We'll be back. Hour number two. John Rager, Bill Butner, myself, Jeff Ward. And Kerry McNally will be showing up from Feather Sound Country Club. He's got some breaking news. And as I said, Sadie Shapkowski, and then the John Rager Report, Bill Butner, and Fitness Tip from Jeff Ward. We'll be back on the T Florida live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.